Thank you, Robin. Indeed, I will. The Teenage All-Stars from the Shorecrest High School Jazz Band are live on 88.5 today with their mentor, one of our favorite sax players, Mark Taylor. Under the direction of Vince Caruso, the gang from the Shoreline area just played their final jazz concert of the year last night. I hope they have something left in the tank for us today. In our studios, Zach Gordon-Sandweiss on trumpet, Jake Bentley's on trombone. That's Lyle Hamm at the piano. Hamoun Melaninha plays bass. Zane Smith is behind the drum kit. Their mentor, Mark Taylor, is a member of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. He's been making great music with pianist Don Clement in recent months. Maybe an album sometime in the future. And he was live in our studios to mentor the Everett High School Jazz Band last year. Please help me welcome the Shorecrest High School Jazz All-Stars with Mark Taylor.
One, two, one, two, three. Thank you.
Fellas, the Shorecrest High School Jazz All-Stars are here with their mentor Mark Taylor on the saxophone. We're going to hear lots more music from the band coming right up. First, let's get a little introduction from their band director. Vince Caruso is here. Tell us about the history of the Shorecrest Jazz Band and what's going on in the 7 years you've been there.
Yeah, thanks, Abe. This is my seventh year at Shorecrest, and prior to that, taught in the Bellevue School District for a dozen years. And so it's been a great change, and the kids are great in Shoreline. The community's really committed to arts, which is really wonderful, very supportive, very encouraging of their students, not just in the band, but also with the orchestra and the choir programs. The drama program's really fantastic, too. And these kids are involved in a lot of that stuff. So it's a great environment to be in. The band program in general is thriving, and we hope to continue that. We were just in Portland last weekend with the marching band and the kilts and the Starlight Parade, and that was a good time. So it's a balanced band program. We do a lot of things, and we try to do as well as we can with the time and the resources we're given. And like I said, these guys are fun to work with.
Yeah, they sound great. And their mentor, Mark Taylor, coming to the microphone next. Mark, I'm sure this happens to you a lot, probably not as often with teenagers, but when you walk in to play with a band that you've never played before, is there a certain instrument or player that you're like, well, I've got to focus on the piano player so I know the chord changes, or are you able to just, oh, I'm going to hang back here with the trombone and just mess around?
Well, when I step into a room, especially with a group of students like this, I'm not really listening to any particular player, but more just the overall rapport they have with each other, just to see how they blend together and what they're... what I can make of how they're listening to each other and responding. And with these guys, it was pretty easy because I walked in and they already had, they're self-motivated. They had three tunes picked out. And I could listen to how they worked on the chord changes and suggest a few things. Like that last tune you just heard, they were all taking one chorus and I forced them to take two to expand their ideas and to just, you know, lengthen their thought process and communicate with each other more. And I think we accomplished that. And then we had a blues that they were playing that was kind of similar to this in terms of how it was functioning within the group. So I'm like, why don't we make a change and add something that's more compositional, get you guys to listen to each other, has a different sort of vibe. And they grabbed onto it, and we're going to play that. It's going to be very cool. And then the Roy Hargrove tune we had talked about. It's like that I could tell right away that was their wheelhouse. So mm-hmm. I could get an idea of what their vibe was, what their comfort zone was. And that's pretty much... It's the case when I play with any group to hear like what the strength is, and a lot of times with the young groups it is that it's revolving around a particular composition that has a vibe and an energy that they collectively feel, and it's pretty evident. But you can tell these guys work together a lot and they enjoy each other. So
Yeah. Well, you sound great, Mark. Yeah. Thanks so much for being here. Jake Bentley coming to the microphone next, our trombone player. Nice solo on that last tune, Jake.
Thank you.
What did you pick up working with Mark Taylor and getting ready for this session?
Well, one of the really big things that Mark focused on, and I know I learned, was talking about arcs of tunes and really feeding off of everybody else's energy. Kind of before, you know, we were like when people would take solos, it was very segmented. Like, you know, like you generally build during your solo, but it'd come back down. And one thing that Mark said to us that really spoke to me, at least, was that, like, when you hear one solo, like, try and build off of that one and continue the energy and continue, like, that slow burn and pushing forward and trying to build the tune. And kind of just, like, the arc of the song, trying to just continually build that energy.
So. Right on. Telling the full story. Zach Gordon-Sandweiss comes to the microphone. He owns the velvet tone on the trumpet. Zach, we were talking before we got started. You had a chance to see Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, I think it is. That is the kind of event that could say that could make a trumpet player put his trumpet down forever or inspire a trumpet player. What did you get out of that experience?
A lot of both. We were sitting in the back, so it was at the Paramount. We were sitting in the back, which really, I couldn't really see them, so that kind of gave me the opportunity to just focus and listen to what they were playing.
Right.
There's some great musicians who were playing things that I could only dream of playing in terms of, like, high notes or, like, solos, and it was very intimidating, but also made me just want to work harder to someday sound like that.
Something to shoot for.
Yeah.
We've got another song up next from the Shorecrest High School Jazz All-Stars with Mark Taylor on alto saxophone. The cameras are ready, the microphones are hooked up, and we are ready to go. Take it away, boys. Thank you. Right on. Shorecrest High School Jazz All-Star Combo with Mark Taylor, their special guest mentor on the alto saxophone, Yearning, live on 88.5. A great band, Zach Gordon Sandweiss on trumpet, Jake Bentley trombone, Lyle Hamm at the piano, Hamoun Milaninha at the bass, and Zane Smith drumming without shoes. Well done, Zane. Question for our mentor, Mark. Mark Taylor, you've worked with the Seattle Symphony and the Pacific Northwest Ballet, and I wonder when you were coming out of school and just making that push to be a pro musician, were you playing all jazz gigs or did you have to take other kinds of music gigs?
Oh, I took any and everything that came along where I could play my horn. That included musical theater, any kind of private parties. Some may have involved cowboy hats and stuff like that. Little bit of this, little bit of that. I even... did some work in the library system, digitizing a card catalog, you know, all their music stuff under that. So right. I had several lines of work to ease in as I was learning and getting on the jazz scene, and had a lot of mentors along the way to help me out and give me gigs and show me the ropes a little bit. But yeah, any types of music that came along, and I was really fortunate, like you said, to play with the symphony and all that stuff along the way. A lot of my mentors hooked me up with work like that, and it all informs what I do today. So. Grateful for all of it.
Gig. We're going to bring Lyle Hamm at the piano up to the microphone. He's been great solos, and the comping over here has been killing me, Lyle. So as a young person, you're probably listening to a lot of pop and rock and hip-hop and electronic music.
Yep.
How does that affect the way you think about jazz music?
It doesn't too much. I mean, I don't listen to tons of any genre. Mm-hmm. I kind of have a playlist of just tons of random stuff that I've heard and sort of liked. But sometimes, you know, throw in some riffs or whatever that might not really be typical to jazz.
Well played. Yes, that's right. Jazz includes every kind of music. So great to hear all that, Lyle. Jake, back on the microphone, our trombone player. We were talking a little bit about before we started the show, the difference between the old style of jazz, kind of what Lyle was talking about, the old swing stuff from the 40s and how jazz has evolved and how it's become now. You know, there's from trombone shorty to bad, bad, not good. Do you have a preference for classic jazz or modern jazz?
Well, recently I've kind of been listening to more modern jazz, just like Snarky Puppy and and St. Paul and the Broken Bones, that kind of stuff. Actually, recently, about a month or two ago, my cousins took me to a Jacob Collier concert.
Oh, geez,
and that was absolutely incredible. He's one of the best musicians I've ever heard. It was a really interesting experience, but.
That's a good one. Yeah, Jacob Collier, for those of you who hadn't heard, hard to call him a jazz musician. He's just a musician, and he's one of a kind. And I think he's still like 23 or something ridiculous like that. Zach, back up to the microphone, our trumpet player today, one of three seniors in the band, and one of four guys wearing plaid shirts. I'll get into that off the air. What are the plans for you after high school? Are you going to study music?
Next year I'm heading to Muhlenberg College. It's in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I'm actually going to study film.
Ah.
But I think I'm going to minor in music and play in the jazz bands there.
There is some inner working between film and music. Just ask Terrence Blanchard.
Yep. Yeah.
Excellent choice. Yeah. Get yourself well-rounded. And we've got a well-rounded crew here with Mark Taylor on the saxophone, and time for one more song from the Shorecrest High School Jazz All-Stars. And we're going to finish with a little tune by our friend Roy Hargrove. Take it away, boys. Thank you.
Thank you.
the Jazz All-Stars of Shorecrest High School with Mark Taylor, their mentor on alto sax. Great stuff from Zach Gordon-Sandweiss on trumpet, Jake Bentley trombone, Lyle Hamm piano, Hamoun Milaninha at the bass, and Zane Smith drumming under the direction of Vince Caruso. Great stuff, Vince. Thanks so much to John Kessler for engineering the show, and thanks so much to the members of our leadership circle. Your generous contributions and the support of all the KNKX listeners make these performances and our School of Jazz possible. I'd also like to thank our School of Jazz sponsors, Integrated Family Law, Half Price Books, Beacon Plumbing, and BECU, and invite you to join us for our School of Jazz guest DJs with Paul and Ethan will be taking over the 8 o'clock hour of evening jazz tonight. That's going to be a great time. Thanks again, fellas, and with that, we'll send it back to Robin Lloyd with more Midday Jazz on 88.5 KNKX.